This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday urged China to remain neutral regarding Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a virtual meeting with Australian university students, Zelensky said China must not help Russia in its war against his homeland and remain at least neutral. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports. There's apparently a problem with that. Forgive me.
Сьогодні я би хотів, щоб Китай долучився до
Зеленського. As for now, China's balancing and indeed has neutrality. And I will be honest, this neutrality is better than China joining Russia. Questioned by a student about China's stance, Zelensky explained he would prefer Beijing to join countries including the US and Australia that have condemned the Russian invasion that began in February. China so far has refused to criticize Moscow's war in Ukraine or even to refer to it as an invasion in deference to Vladimir Putin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's ambassador to Lebanon Wednesday insisted a Syrian ship docked at a Lebanese port is carrying stolen Ukrainian grain and urged Lebanon to block the vessel from leaving. The Syrian flag Laodicea has been anchored at the port of Tripoli since it arrived Thursday carrying 10,000 tons of wheat, flour, and barley. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan Wednesday following a visit that drew warnings and threats from China. Pelosi says she and other members of Congress in her delegation showed they will not abandon their commitment to the self-governing island. China claims Taiwan as its territory and opposes any engagement by Taiwanese officials with foreign governments. But that did not deter Pelosi, who met with Taiwan's leaders and addressed its parliament, where she told lawmakers she wanted to make it unequivocally clear the U.S. will not abandon Taiwan. Shortly after Pelosi arrived late Tuesday, China summoned the U.S. ambassador and announced live-fire military drills near Taiwan, including long-range live ammunition shooting in the Taiwan Strait, which separates the island from mainland China and straddles vital shipping lanes. Associated Press correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports that though Pelosi left Taiwan hours ago, China's announced multiple military exercises around the island for the remainder of the week.
They held drills last night, and they've announced drills for the next few days. The most alarming one to people in Taiwan is starting Thursday. There will be drills for a few days in areas offshore around Taiwan, almost encircling the island. While there's no suggestion they would actually attack Taiwan, it obviously is concerning to the government and people on the ground there.
Less than 24 hours after she arrived, Pelosi departed Taiwan Wednesday, bound for South Korea, as her Asian trip continues. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz Wednesday inspected a mechanical turbine at the center of a natural gas dispute with Russia. Scholz declared there were no problems with the part besides information from Russia's state-controlled gas company. Russian energy giant Gazprom last week cut by half the amount of natural gas flowing to Germany through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to 20% of capacity, citing delays with the turbine's repair and delivery. But Scholz insisted the needed part is ready to be shipped to Russia at any time. The German government alleges Moscow is using misleading technical explanations in a political ploy to push up gas prices. University of South Florida report indicates a record amount of seaweed is smothering Caribbean coastlines from Puerto Rico to Barbados as tons of brown algae kill wildlife, choke the tourism industry, and release toxic gases. A monthly report from the Optical Oceanography Lab shows more than 24 million tons of seaweed, or sargassum, blanketed the Atlantic in June, up from 18.8 million tons in May. The report says that is a new historical record. USF oceanography professor Chunam Hu, who helps produce the report, says June's record-setting numbers were 20% higher than they were in May. Scientists say more research is needed to determine what's causing the region's record-setting algae bloom. Repeating the hour's top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday urged China to remain neutral regarding Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is